Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Joined by Sarah Michelle Gellar and Greg Fleischman. They are the co-founders of Foodstirs. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having
us.
So for those who are not familiar, if you could explain what Foodstirs is.
Well, Foodstirs is a clean comfort food company. We started out with baking. We offer a line of mixes that you can purchase anywhere in the country at physical retail or online. And then we also offer a subscription-based kit offering that you can get once a month in your house.
I'm a huge dessert lover, so love that it's a little less guilt or a little more guilt-free. Very cool. So my next question for you is, what would you say is your definition of being an entrepreneur? What does it ultimately take?
It takes everything that you have and then some more. You know, I thought that I knew what working hard was until I joined the startup world, and you realize it's harder than having newborn twins, that it is full-time, needs your attention, your brain doesn't shut off, but it's also the most incredibly rewarding when you actually realize you can hit those milestones and those accomplishments.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm curious, how has Hollywood prepared you for this difficult world of startups?
It's interesting. There are some aspects of it where I think that Hollywood definitely has a help in preparing. And I think that mainly has to come with the amount of no's that we get and the rejection. I look at most people in their lives, and you graduate college and you look for a job, and maybe you don't get a few, and then you settle in a job, and then maybe 5 or 6 years later you switch. But for me, it's constant. It's an auditioning process. It's such a constant and very personal rejection that happens so often and on such a large scale that it makes it a little bit easier in terms of letting the no's in the business world roll off you a little bit and make you tougher, as opposed to really feeling it as a personal rejection. I always said that we know we have a great idea and we know we're going to kill it and we'll find the right people. And this one just wasn't it, as opposed to really internalizing that.
Yeah, there are a lot of mistakes and mini failures that happen in entrepreneurship. And I could imagine being an actress that would prepare you for that. You know, a common fear is of failure for entrepreneurs. Do you ever deal with that?
We have a very specific definition. And for us, fail is just the first attempt in learning. It's just the first time we tried something. And if that one didn't work, it's only a failure if we don't learn from it and improve upon what we initially set out to do.
And you can't be fearful of failure. And
wrong business if you are.
If you are, you have to change your perspective about what failure really is. And that's what Sarah Michelle talks about.
Yeah. So you guys have been at it for a couple of years now. If you could go back to those first few months, so what advice would you give your early entrepreneurial self?
Oh, goodness.
Well, I think the big one would be stamina. So you're going to be putting in long hours and there's going to be some sacrifice along the way. So if you could go back and talk to yourself, you would prepare yourself.
You'd say work even harder.
You'd say, hey, look, there's going to be days like this where you want to quit. And you have to, if you knew that that was coming, then you would prepare better for it. And that could be all the things that you would do to decompress. And that could be exercising, hanging out with family, traveling. You need to find those things that will get you through those difficult moments and when being an entrepreneur. And if you're prepared for that, which most 90% of first-time entrepreneurs are not, it makes it so much easier and so much more joyful to be challenging status quo, which is what all entrepreneurs are ultimately doing.
Mm-hmm. And to really utilize the community, to look for people that are facing the same struggles or have experienced the same struggles and learn and grow from that and propel each other up.
Yeah, it's a team sport.
Yeah. If you could create a startup toolkit, what would be inside of it? It could be more tangible technology. It could be intangible, like a characteristic or personality trait that you need. So what would be inside?
My God, that would be our next startup. We can't tell you that.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you sign the NDA first, we cannot answer that question.
We'll put it in a capsule. Sake. Maybe it's in there as one. The big one is if we're not doing tangibles, would be you got to be visionary. You got to be strategic. You got to be creative. You got to be relentless. You have to have situational awareness and self-awareness. Put that in the box. And then you have to have that stamina to be able to work 80 hours a week. I think also stellar interpersonal skills seem to always be a prerequisite for successful entrepreneurs. You have to be able to communicate, sell your idea, get people to come over to your side, do stuff when they don't want to help you out. And I think also a nice, comfortable pair of shoes seem to always help.
You do a that lot doesn't of walking, hurt.
Frequent flyer miles and accounts. And,
that's a big startup toolkit. I love it. Thank you.
I could keep going.
But she's not going to give her our
Twizzlers, I think, are also good. You know, you need something to release energy.
Love it. Okay, so who is your biggest mentor? What's been the best advice that they've given you?
The best advice that I've gotten is from our co-founder and CEO, Galit Lebo, which is surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. You know, really get people that have experienced on every side of the business and don't be afraid to ask them and utilize them because their experience is there for a reason and they were successful because of that. And so to me, I mean, she's definitely the person that I would say I look up to the most.
Yeah, I mean, Galit is our guiding light. She is our visionary and she is the, you know, caretaker of our strategy. And so as we're off doing and executing our plan, she keeps us focused and both on the emotional side as well as on the actual getting stuff done side. So,
and she's not listening to one word we're saying right now, which makes it even better.
She's my mentor.
Not even one word.
Awesome.
Yes. She's a great shoulder to cry on too when you need it.
Is that her?
Yes.
That's okay. Hi. You sound amazing. Okay. How many hours a week do you guys work?
There's time off?
Yeah.
Do you not sleep?
When you love, as Galit always says, when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. So,
that's actually usually what I say.
I didn't coin that.
I didn't coin that, but that's usually me that
says
that.
So where did the idea come from for Foodsters?
Our children originally, but Galit is the one who came up with this original idea, and there was always a pain point or a problem to solve. And in this case, she was pregnant with her second child and knew that she wanted to work, but she wanted to do something that would involve the kids and allow herself the time to disconnect and connect with her children. So she thought that kitchen would be the best way to do that and came up with food crafting ideas because the subscription businesses were popular at the time, but none of them were focused on treats. And so that was the origin idea. That's where it originally came from. And then she connected with Sarah, and then they connected with me. And now we're just this amazing brand, killing it.
And we're rock stars.
But I think
business rock stars.
But when you think about it, like, great ideas come from solving a problem. So in this case, Galit wants to work. She loves to work. And but how do you do that when you are raising a family? So I think this everybody's crazy busy lives. You got to find those times to really connect.
So making it easier, but not taking away from the fun of something like baking.
Exactly.
And also speaking to the modern consumer. I think that Galit was really smart in noticing that there was a hole in the marketplace. That you look at a perimeter of a store and you see all of these juices and coconut waters, as you like to point out. But there hasn't been a ton of innovation in the center of the store. And that's the heart of what we eat is center aisle. And really being able to say as a modern consumer, we want something that tastes good, something that has better ingredients, that's kinder to our planet, and that's at an affordable price, and that didn't exist. And so Galit was the one initially who saw that opportunity and jumped on it.
Yeah, and then connect with Sarah, and they, you know, went into the marketplace and found out there was a nice white space that where an idea could flourish.
Awesome. Well, coming up with capital is always a struggle for our entrepreneurs, and I know that you guys have successfully secured funding. So I'd love for you guys to share a little bit of advice when it comes to securing funding.
I always say that do your research before you go in. Find out what they've invested in, or look for people who have invested in either like-minded people or like-minded ideas or in a space that's similar. And then you connect with your audience. You go into that room and you figure out what about your product, whether it's tech, whether it's, you know, an actual physical product, what makes it mean something to that person? You're literally asking someone to give you their money and why. And so you really have to find that commonality that is a reason for them to do it, what that pushes.
Yeah, and I would say make sure you have a disruptive idea, because that usually helps. Make sure you have an amazing pitch deck and then have the selling capability to do that. I think when, and you know, Sarah Michelle, and we talked about it with Galit, is have a strong set of advisors that have raised money before and have a toolbox that can guide you into those three things that are required. Vet your idea. Make sure that when you're walking in the moon and talking to investors, they were like, well, I just heard five people, you know, 10 minutes ago tell me the same thing, you know. So have that disruptive idea. And then on that pitch deck, that's where you're focusing your vision, your strategy, and, you know, how much money you're going to raise, where are you going to use the funds. And there's so many great templates out there from brands who have raised tens of millions of dollars. So find one of those decks, use that as a template, and populate it with your own stuff. And then we always talk about it, practice in front of a mirror, practice in front of the harshest critics. So if you follow those three guiding principles, it seems to be effective.
You have to remember that an investor hears how many pitches a day.
Yeah.
So what separates yours from everybody else?
Yeah. And I was surprised to read that you felt that your career and background in Hollywood did not necessarily help you or give you an advantage to raising money.
No, in fact, if anything, I think it was a hindrance. I think we had more to prove. It definitely maybe helped us get in the door and take the meeting as a novelty, but then you have this huge mountain to climb over. It definitely was not an advantage.
Well, I love what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing all your business insights. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That means we're rock stars, business rock stars.
You are officially
Finally.
Business rock stars. This is Business Rock Stars. Thanks so much for watching.
A few years back, I founded a small company. Now it's a big company. The main reason? Because we've always been innovative thinkers, especially when it came to our website and technology integrations. That's why when we saw our business start to accelerate, we partnered with AmericanEagle.com to develop a total digital solution. AmericanEagle.com took the time to learn our business goals, then helped us put a long-term strategy in place that would scale with our growth. They delivered a full suite of services from development and design to coding and hosting, which means our one point of contact understood the full scope of work. Best of all, when the project was done, our dedicated account manager and maintenance team were available 24/7 for support. So here's a small piece of advice from one innovative thinker to another. Don't hire a website company. Hire a strategic business partner. AmericanEagle.com. Give them a call at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW, the number one, and take your business to new heights.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Joining us right now is my dear friend, Dennis Yu. He's the CTO of Blitz Metrics. Get ready for this one, because this is going to be a fun segment. Dennis, tell us about Blitz Metrics, brother. What's your company?
We create jobs for young adults through mentorship, and we teach them digital marketing. And this is what an apprenticeship is, where people are actually learning and doing, and it complements the school system. And what's cool is that when you can tie the passion that these kids have, it could be the Golden State Warriors, yeah, where they like languages, like, you know, we work with Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
Then they're able to do something that they love, and the employers are able to test out digital marketing staff that's actually following processes, not like social media posting kind of stuff, but driving direct, yeah, revenue off of social. So we work closely with colleges. We have a lot of companies that we work with, and we work with a lot of businesses as well. So all of these, they tie together.
Something that I love about you is that you are sort of like the pioneer of the industry. And what I mean by that is you've gone out, you've done all the hard work, you've done all the studying. And as the genius that you are, this is my words, I know you're very humble, but as the genius that you are, you've gone out and you've proven, here's how a company can give us, an enterprise company can, yeah, give us $1 million. And I'm just making up this example because, right, you have way better studies than this. They'll give you $1 million and you'll turn it into a $10 million return on ad spend. In some cases, $30 million for the $1 million that they gave you.
Right.
Ridiculous return on ad spend. And that's why so many companies come to you hoping that you'll be able to do the same thing for them. And what you've done is you've taken your genius and you've turned it into, because you have a background in like programming and coding, you've turned yourself into a software and checklists and procedures that other young adults can learn to follow and then go and take your genius skills and implement that for any business. Is that accurate?
No, it's not. It's not about me. It's,
I know.
A lot of people look at me because they don't realize that actually what they want is the process. So every, yeah, business...
But that's what I'm saying. You've created this process.
Well,
you're just very humble.
We've wasted over $1 billion of other people's money. So there's that in the last 20 years. But look, any entrepreneur that's trying to grow a business or an, yeah, existing business, we like taking those in. We're trying to find out where they're driving their sales. Can we identify exactly who their customers are? And then the idea of using online marketing, whether it's social media marketing, email marketing, is whatever's generating yield, can we get another 20%, 30% more on top of that? And there's processes that accomplish this. So it's, yeah, not risky. It's not black box. There's no hocus pocus. And it's not, I mean, we have some software and we have some other things, yeah, like that, but it's really just following a set of checklists, which is how do you amplify what your best customers are already doing for you? Because marketing is always about getting your customers to speak for you.
So a lot of people are making mistakes, and that's why they come to you for help. So what are some of the common mistakes people are making when it comes to spending money online?
No funnel, outsourcing to an agency without understanding what they're doing, believing it's a technical problem instead of an internal process problem, mm-hmm, trying to buy software when really they don't have processes.
Like buying Infusionsoft, because that's got to be...
Infusionsoft is great. But if you don't have a database, if you, yeah, don't put content inside the tool, you know, if I have the best golf clubs in the world, I'll still get my butt kicked by whoever your favorite golf player,
yeah,
is.
Okay.
It's not the tool.
CTO of Blitz Metrics, Dennis Yu, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. How did you get into this space? I feel like people don't just wake up and become masters of analytics. You used to run analytics at Yahoo.
Yes.
So, you know, what did you do before Blitz Metrics? And then take me back to the beginning of your story so we can figure out how you became the person that you are today. You've read over 3,000 books.
4,000 now.
4,000 now? Yeah. Jeez.
I hung out of the library. That's all I did. I didn't speak English, so that's how I had to learn. I represented California in the spelling bee in 1988, flew to D.C. Wow. I didn't speak English, and I was so antisocial, or I was so shy. A lot of us are like this. A lot of entrepreneurs, yeah. like, they feel like they have to go out and talk real fast and, you know, shake everybody's hands. Yeah. And I wasn't like that. And I liked to be able to measure things. And I knew I was good at math. I'm Asian, of course. But when I was in second and third grade, I saw that the snack shack only had two or three kinds of snacks. So I would go down to the local pharmacy or drugstore or whatever, and I would buy lots of stuff, and I would sell Now and Laters. It was like the grape
now
and strawberry and banana flavored Now and Laters. Yeah. And I would buy them at 5 cents, and I would sell them at 7. And so I did arbitrage, and I grew that larger and larger. And then I had to use a little database. And back then it was Lotus 1-2-3 because there wasn't Windows and Excel. And people would start to take loans from me because, can I borrow $1, some candy? I'll pay you when I get my allowance next week. And that's what taught me economics. That's what taught me entrepreneurship. That's what taught me it wasn't how much you get paid per hour, but it's how much value you can generate. And so I took that, and I went to the London School of Economics. I went to SMU. I had some mentors. And imagine you're me. You're just some kid. You're selling things from a dormitory. You're selling $500 a day worth of stuff, which got all the other kids pissed off. And then you're thinking, how do I scale my business? I got to be able to teach other people. I've got to be able to expand the amount of shopping that I can do. And I realized that mentorship was actually the key because I knew how to get good grades. I was on a full scholarship. I ran track and field D1, that kind of thing. But the thing that I was missing, which I think entrepreneurs need to realize, is you're so busy in the execution day to day, trying to optimize your business, look at the traffic, PPC, whatever it is, that you forget the people side. And it wasn't until I got Al Casey, who was the CEO of American Airlines, he took me aside and said, let me open some opportunities for you. Mm-hmm. Let me introduce you to the CEO of Morgan Stanley. Let me get you a job my first real job was actually at American Airlines. That's how I got this whole thing. I pissed off a lot of people because I could always run to the CEO and no one could really get mad at me. But it was a combination of that mentorship against the math that really made things happen for me. And actually, if it wasn't for the fact that people opened doors for me, then I wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to work at Yahoo. And then that Yahoo thing wouldn't have then, you know, escalated into what we're doing with Facebook ads and all this digital stuff, like working with you guys.
So I just have so many questions for you. I mean, we're friends, so look like I'd ask those to you, not just on the interview.
Yeah.
But from 4,000 books read, from, you know, running analytics at Yahoo and, you know, having that experience at American Airlines and now working with billion-dollar clients, what do you feel like is maybe a couple, I'd rather not just one, but a couple of some of the best lessons that you've learned on your journey that you feel like other people can benefit from?
Number one, anything that you know, document it. If people believe, and the converse is true, if someone believes that they know how to do something, I want to see a checklist on how they execute it because I want to know that it can be repeated. So if I'm building a business, you can take any business and break it down into the DNA of the checklist on how they, you know, McDonald's has French fries. No matter what McDonald's you go to, you know, it's delicious. I was in Asia all last, month, and I went to McDonald's in different countries, right? Think about your business processes broken into that because that is how you ensure consistency with the brand. And more importantly, it's how you attract and train your top people. So everything that we do, everything that I do, I've made sure I've documented. And when I've read all these autobiographies, I love autobiographies, I'm thinking, what are the checklists that these people did? So Ray Kroc, when he built McDonald's, Sam Walton with Walmart, what were the checklists that they went through? And how can I use those checklists in my business? I don't care about the stories. I want to pull out those particular checklists. So that's number one. Number two is, I've got to actively mentor at the same time. So we as entrepreneurs, we're so busy trying to get stuff done and meetings and whatever that we forget that we have to invest in people. But if we've got these checklists in place, we can at the same time be training and mentoring other people because you, Mark Black, as much energy and whatever as you have, you can only do so much as one person. Yeah. I can only do so much as one person. Look at the client base that we have. There's no way that Dennis Yu, even with 5 Dennis Yus, could actually do all those things. I have got, in fact, I don't even do any of the ads work. You know, I haven't even done ads for the last few years in terms of these particular clients because we built these kinds of checklists. What are the things that you suffer in all the time where you have to repeat the same stuff over and over again to your clients, to your investors, to your whoever it is, take those things and automate them, right? I think automation is going to be the savior of entrepreneurs because they end up wasting time doing the same thing over and over again. They complain how busy they are.
And that's what I love is you've sort of reverse engineered how to become successful by learning about other people's processes. And so I'm excited to dive in with your business because we can share kind of how you think and how you learn to implement these processes in every business to help them grow. We'll be right back with Dennis Yu. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. As with most organs, there are not enough lungs to meet the need for transplantation. Part of the problem is that about 80% of lungs from deceased donors are deemed unusable.
Sometimes the lungs, after brain death, become flooded with fluid called pulmonary edema.
Dr. David Erasmus is medical director of the lung transplant program at Mayo Clinic's Jacksonville, Florida campus, where there is an effort to restore those lungs.
Lungs can actually be taken from the donor, and they can be attached to a ventilator outside of the body, and a blood substitute or blood can actually be circulated through the lungs, and then these lungs can be evaluated to see whether...
Ryan! I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it!
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people!
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun! Maybe we should stay together!
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com. But join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday morning.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
Joining us right now is Dennis Yu. He's the CTO of Blitzmetrics. Dennis, it's a pleasure to have you, brother. Give us a quick recap. What's your company do?
We create jobs for young adults through training programs where the companies are subsidizing it. We do it for large enterprise companies, big brands, Golden State Warriors, Rosetta Stone, Red Bull, Nike, those kinds of things.
And you have some of the industry's highest return on ad spends. Basically, somebody gives you a dollar, you're able to give them $5, $10, $20, $40 back on their money. That may not seem exciting, except when you get into the millions.
Somebody gives if you're an owner, you tell the owner, you put a dollar into the machine and you get back the 20, how many dollars would you like to put in?
That's what I'm
guarantee
saying.
It to.
When you only hear it as you get, spend a dollar, you make $20, but when you talk about spend a million, make $20 million, it starts to get really exciting. And you have some of the highest industry return on ad spends for your clients, which I think is exciting. And one of the ways that you do that is with something as simple as what you call the dollar a day strategy. You taught it to me. It's something that's helped me just exponentially grow my personal brand and not only get more awareness and engagement, but also make more money simply for spending a minimum of a dollar a day on Facebook. Talk about the dollar a day strategy that your company not only practices, but also teaches around the world to not only, you know, personal brands and companies like myself, but for huge Fortune 500 clients. What's the dollar per day strategy?
Dollar a day starts with inception, which is the dream inside the dream inside the dream. Because if you want to influence the influencer, think about the idea of a dollar when you use the advertising platform. It's not to advertise, it's to PR incept. I can reach 200 people. Who are the 200 exact people that you want to reach? How about the people who are the editor at Forbes? How about they write for the LA Times? How about they work at a particular kind of company? Yeah. If you're an entrepreneur, who is it that you want to reach? Do you want to reach people who work at your client to say hello? Do you want to reach likely clients? One of my friends wanted to get his stuff inside Walmart. He's got all the licensing for Elvis pillows and bedding and that kind of stuff. So he targeted all the people that work at Walmart in Bentonville, Bentonville, Arkansas, and do purchasing, right? And merchandising. That's a very tight group, 20, 30 people. And when you hit those people dollar a day with the right content, that results in phone calls. Yeah. So when we get cited in CNN or Wall Street Journal, we turn around and target the people who work at USA Today to see what the folks at Forbes and LA Times and these other places are writing about it. So anything that you have, you want to multiply forward. So the dollar a day strategy is, how do I take a minimum dosage? Because as an entrepreneur, you're trying to get more for less. You're trying to appear bigger than you actually are. You don't have a lot of money. You're trying to look big, right? How do I minimum dosage? I want maximum output. Now, that doesn't result in sales right away necessarily, but it does result in influence if your content's good. If you tie it in with remarketing, Google and Facebook have remarketing, universal tags, there's all kinds of text stuff there, right? And that's what it is. Just repeat, because when people see your stuff time and time again, they're going to see you as the young Tony Robbins. They're going to see us as the experts in digital marketing, because these reporters, they're writing stories. They don't know who the experts are. They have to put out a story every couple of days. You know, they're beat journalists, that kind of thing. And that's what you do. And they see that you're the one they're going to call you.
So for the average business owner out there who maybe says, cool, I'm not creating content right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just selling, you know, tacos out of my restaurant, or maybe I just have a mom and pop boutique store.
Right.
How can I benefit from the dollar a day strategy?
Interview your best customers. Think like a journalist. Pretend you're a reporter, and it's not about you. See, that's the inception angle. It's about them. So tell us about these tacos. Pretend it's a documentary, and you're talking about how you make it, and you're elevating your best customers. If you're a B2B software company, interview those companies. Interview anything except for you, because people, they're a little spam alert advertising. You know, never talk about yourself. It's like Fight Club, right?
Yeah.
But find things that you can share that are interesting, and if you have people that are high authority, that are well-known, and you interview them, and you make them look good, and you're there, unknown kind of PR agent, that will reciprocate, because that creates authority, right?
Okay.
Because of who you're associating with.
So once I get that footage, so for example, somebody comes to my restaurant, they eat my incredible tacos, and we've got great Yelp reviews. Instead of just having them write a Yelp review, maybe I incentivize them and I say, hey, I'll give you, you know, some free food next time you come back if you just film a quick little
video. No, you don't even have to do that. Let's say, you know, someone brings their wife to the taco restaurant, they really like it, and then they talk about how, because it's not about the food. I mean, they'll talk about how the food is good, but how did it make them feel? Why is the wife happy? How did it achieve their, you know, the Boy Scouts bring their 30 kids over and they do their party. Make it about them.
But you pull out your phone and just record that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and you put it on Facebook, put it on live, dollar a day, boost it.
Targeting
on your
to
page,
people that live in the area that may be interested.
On your YouTube channel, not your personal profile. Your page is, of course, separate.
Yeah. So people need to start thinking like a journalist, I think, is something that you just said that I found interesting, because so many people haven't identified with that type of personality yet. Like, I'm a journalist and I need to start creating content and I start thinking that way. And how important do you think that is to helping people build their business? Because a lot of people, I feel like, will struggle with that. And then they'll come up with a limiting belief that, what he's talking about, maybe I don't need to do, or I won't benefit from it. I'm stuck in the old school mindset, or maybe I'll outsource this or hire this out later.
Yeah.
And it stops them from taking action on it now.
There's every excuse. Oh, I'm busy right now. I don't like how I look. I'm not like Mark Lack. I'm not all super charismatic. But, you know, they're not looking at you as Beyonce or Kim Kardashian. They want to learn. And when you honestly share and you're authentic about this, people will gravitate towards you. And the idea of taking your content and putting it into a sequence, think about every one of us, even though we don't have a TV studio like this necessarily, every one of us can produce content and people are consuming it on their phone. You know, one of my friends, his name's Michael Johnson, and he's followed my stuff the last 7 or 8 years. He's a great pupil. And he had two of his friends impersonate Bernie and Trump. And they have a really good shtick. They go back and forth. I'm not even going to try to like imitate them, right? And they were able to get on Comedy Central using this dollar a day strategy. Then they took it to the, MTV Music, all these different sort, you know, the Ellen and what are the other TV shows? I don't even watch TV. But they've gotten all these TV shows using the dollar a day thing, because everything that they see, for anyone that's watching here, they got to know, they got to overcome that initial hurdle. It's just like New Year's resolutions. So you just got to walk the first mile. You want to do a marathon? Yeah. Just walk the first mile. Get the first piece of content out. Because once friends start to like, once people start to engage with you, that gives you feedback on what you do next. And it's not the kind of thing you hire an agency. You have to spend a lot of money. No, this is just you. And what I like to say is, can you create a 1 minute video? It could be a 1 minute video about why did you start your restaurant, or about your co-founder, about a problem, without selling. Because if you sound like you're selling, you're dead. Yeah. You don't want to do that.
So it simply starts with putting out content and getting yourself out there. CTO of Blitzmetrics, Dennis Yu, is joining us right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and joining us, Dennis Yu, an expert and genius in the area of helping people not only get their message out there, but help build their personal brand. And I love that you're saying people need to just put content out, because I struggle with it. I think a lot of people struggle with it in the beginning. You're worried about what people are going to think. You're worried you're not going to say the right things. You're worried if the lighting or the quality isn't going to be good enough.
Your first ones suck.
Your first ones suck. My first interviews, my first speaking engagements on stages, my first videos, my first program, all that stuff sucked when you look back at it.
Yeah.
But I love what you're saying is you just have to get out. You just have to start doing it. Is there a situation, is there a context where somebody maybe shouldn't be putting content out? Or is it just kind of like, if you're serious, you're trying to sell products, you're trying to impact the world, you need to be creating content?
Depends on who you're interviewing. So if you're in the area of healthcare and legal and finance, like in cosmetic surgery, we have a couple of cosmetic surgery clients. They can't just put stuff out there. There's HIPAA rules, there's financial rules. But generally, you can do this with permission, and you'd be surprised at how often people will give you permission. Yeah. So let's say you're monitoring what's going on Yelp and Google and whatever. Someone checks and they say, oh, Mark's thing was really good, whatever the product is or thing that you offer. And then you reply, it's called lightweight consent. You reply, can I quote you on that? Mm-hmm. And they say, yes, stick it on all your marketing materials. Say, wow, I'd really love, you know, next time you come in, I'd love to talk to you about you and your kind of thing. So when you think like a journalist, that's how you create this kind of power. And then you create a library, and you want to have what we call a minion or a specialist that maintains this library for you, because you're a busy entrepreneur. Find someone. It could be your kid. It could be somebody who graduated at UCLA. There's lots of these people.
Hired.
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of working McDonald's, they can work on your stuff.
Let's shift gears real fast here. What's the worst job you ever had? Have you had a worse job?
Man, probably for Philip Morris, I was part of the cigarette recall that was like 20 years ago.
What did that entail?
Well, they had some defective cigarettes from Marlboro. And we had to go
to the
store.
What's a defective cigarette?
I don't know. Must have had like some, it was a
rat
recall.
Poison in it?
Like maybe the tobacco was old or something like that. So we had to go from store to store. I remember we were in, I think, Compton and East LA, and going from store to store wearing my little badge saying, yep, I'm from Philip Morris. And I have to,
you have to
give me all your cigarettes. Yeah, you have to give me all your Marlboro cigarettes.
That couldn't have been easy to do.
Yeah, and then I'm sure all the bums are like trying to get our cigarettes from us. So I quickly learned that if you don't choose what you want to do, someone's going to choose for you. And I was just trying to make some money for summer, right? I didn't know any better.
So you just said a powerful quote. If you don't choose, somebody's going to choose for you. I feel like a lot of the times people just in life, they choose to go down the path of having a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I feel like a lot of people have let others choose the path that they're supposed to live because of the way it used to be. But I feel like with exponential change and technology and other things in life, I feel like there's a lot of new opportunities out there that people can capitalize on. You know, the majority of the workforce will be independent contractors soon. So what is your advice for the people out there who maybe have a 9-to-5 job right now? They're extremely passionate about entrepreneurship and want to have their own business. They're trying to connect the pieces, and they're listening to shows like this.
Yeah.
They just don't know what the right move is to make for them. What advice do you have for that person?
be a keen observer of the passing world. When you're working another job, those contain the seeds to the next thing that you do, because you don't want to jump into something just because, oh, my friend does it and I want to try to do it too. That's a disaster. You want to start with where you have the connections. Where do you have the expertise? Where can you already start something? Can you moonlight maybe? A lot of people, so I won't say the name of the person, but someone famous yesterday called for some emergency coaching and said, oh, I'm not really happy in this current job. I want to do this other thing. And we said, well, you can actually do both. And in fact, if you're really good at what you do, you're going to be a good employee, ironically, at that job. At the same time, this builds your personal brand. So ironically, if you're going to start something else, be the best employee that you can, because that probably is going to align with your expertise, unless you're doing something that's so awful that you're just doing that to pay. You're like driving Uber or whatever, right? Yeah. We know 40% of the jobs out there are contingent jobs. I mean, people are doing it part-time just because they're trying to make a little extra money. I'm not saying become an expert in Uber, but you certainly have some kind of expertise. Build that network. Don't be so quick to try to jump out. You know, Vaynerchuk talks about that too. You've got to moonlight. You got to work twice as hard, because you got to work two jobs in the interim until you can say, all right, I'm going to quit. Because you don't want to just quit and all of a sudden you're in trouble.
Have no cash flow to pay bills.
If you've got kids and a mortgage, be careful about that.
Powerful stuff. Dennis, you,
thank
the man,
you,
the myth, the legend. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
These are a few of the keys you need for success in running a small business, but they are also important attributes no matter what you are doing in life. I'm Alex Worley with Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, adaptability. As you roll out your enterprise, you'll discover that things you expected to work well don't work at all, and you'll stumble into things that you didn't expect to work that will. You'll have to adapt. Number two, persistence. You'll lose big customers. Good employees will leave your company, and some may become competitors. To succeed, you will have to be willing to persist through these difficult times. Nothing can take the place of persistence, and you can't succeed without it. Number three, work ethic. Running a small business is difficult. Your days will be much longer than 8 hours. If your week starts on Monday, you'll pass 40 hours on Thursday, but you won't slow down. You'll be on call 24/7. Success as an entrepreneur requires hard, hard work. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Every business needs great people, and the better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter knew there was a smarter way, so they built a platform that finds the right job candidates for you. ZipRecruiter learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. And ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. They even spotlight the strongest applications you receive, so you never miss a great match. Goodbye, post and pray. Hello, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews, so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again,
1-800-521-9579. How can you use video to start and grow your business? I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us to help answer that question is an expert on the topic, Mari Rogo. He's the CEO and founder of Rip Media Group. Pleasure to have you on the show, brother.
Thank you very much.
So how can we do it? You guys help big clients, all different shapes and sizes, do this. Break it down for us.
Sure. So, yeah, we've helped from Cisco Systems and the United Nations down to single-person entrepreneurs. So how do we start and grow a business based on video? So, you know, the starting points are that you need to focus on your story, and that story has to be translated out. And there's a reason why video works so well. So maybe we should just start there.
Let's do it.
The reason why video works so well, it is.
Video is like every social media platform has started to integrate video.
You have to. Yeah. You know, again, look at Facebook, look at Instagram, everything is video now. So it's because it's the most consumed content, right? It's the most valuable content. Your SEO rankings go up if you use it. You know, people will watch that. It's the most viewed content on every website that's out there right now. Yeah. And if you look at Cisco, which is one of our customers, they're saying that in the next 2 years, roughly 75 to 80% of all internet traffic is going to be video. So if you're not on board, you have to get on board now.
Yep.
So where do we go from there? And let me say why it's so effective and why it's so important. A, we're bombarded with information. We don't have time to read. You know, who's going to take the time to read a white paper and read this blog and that kind of thing? It does happen, but most people want to just see, hear, and feel. And video is the vehicle to deliver that.
Yep.
Okay, so how? There's many ways. So we can. There's the kind of the higher end. You know, you think about, you know, commercials we've made that can go on, you know, TV commercials and so on, down to the typical explainer video, down to homemade.
Down to the selfie.
Down to the selfie video.
Down to the selfie video, which is insane because I have a handful of friends that have seven-figure businesses, and the only camera they have is either their smartphone or the camera on their laptop. And I have people all the time who tell me, I can't do it because I don't have the budget. I don't have a camera. I don't have the lights. I don't, you know, whatever. It's just fill in the blank. Fill in the blank with a limiting excuse about why they can't create great quality content.
So it goes back to me, it goes back to authenticity. As far as like the do-it-yourself video, I know some that works, but we're really, we're a creative studio, so we create a little bit bigger, you know, versions of that. So I don't know that much about the selfie market, but I know why it works.
It's just back to what we said, being transparent, being authentic,
exactly.
Being real.
You are the brand. Yeah. Those people are the brand. People are buying the person and the personality.
People care less about how it's delivered, just that it's delivered in a way that I want it. Like, this is something, like, I don't care if it's, you know,
Kim Kardashian doing a selfie video, people are still going to watch it because they just care about the transparency, the authenticity, the realness of it.
And it's the relatable factor. If I can relate to this person, then I will probably buy or listen to what he's telling me. Yeah. So if you think of it in B2B world, we do a lot of business to business. If I'm like this company or this person that's speaking to me, I'm already tuned in. This guy's like me or somebody that I want to be like. This guy's in shape and he's got great hair, whatever it might be, it is. So like, all right, I'm going to listen to this and this will transport me. But if it's a business, they want your business to be like theirs. They want to emulate you. Mm-hmm. So if you're putting video out that doesn't match the rest of your branding, there's a disconnect, and for some reason we just turn off. There's like, I have a cheap video on a beautiful website. It doesn't make sense. Something's wrong. We don't get it.
Congruency is key.
Yes.
Congruency.
We talk about like it's got to be consistent, it's got to be clear, and it's got to be concise.
Yep.
Your message has to be concise. It's got to be short as possible. 30 seconds to a minute is really optimal right now.
CEO and founder of RIP Media Group, Mario Rogo, is joining us. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Dive back in for us, brother.
All right.
I feel like there's so many entrepreneurs and business owners out there who can benefit from learning how to use video. We talked about it's one of the fastest trends happening right now on social media and all over the world, video content. But a lot of people out there don't see themselves as content creators.
Right. So there's an easy acronym I put together for people to understand how they can focus and how they can create their video content, okay? So there's two things. One is the stuff, all right? The stuff stands for what's sexy, touching, unique, what can be funny, or what delivers fear to the viewers. Remember, we talk about this being an experience for them.
Yeah.
So when we get into storytelling, we get into video, again, it can be a selfie video. It can be something that's shot live. It can be animation. And one of the interesting things we found out about animation is it's accepted so much more because the barrier that we have, like somebody watching this right now might not, I remind them of that guy in high school that they didn't like, whatever it might be. So kind of the talking head video, people can kind of tune out sometimes. When it's interesting like this, honestly, people are really invested. They want to be here. But if it's something a little bit more peripheral, animation steps in and our guard is down. We're open because we all watch these as little kids.
This is the cartoon.
It's a cartoon. Yeah. It's great. Even if it's beautiful and elegant and high end, if there is story in it and we have beginning, middle, and end and it relates to me and I can relate to the characters inside, I'm invested, and now there's no block, and that's why animation's been taking off. So the stuff, let's get back to that. Yeah. So some people don't think that their brand is going to be very sexy, but a 12-14% return for a stockbroker, that's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Because that can get me somewhere that I couldn't get before, right?
Yeah.
Touching is beautiful. Any nostalgia, anything that really, you can show the effect or the experience of what you did for somebody's life, Even if it's B2B, this kid can go play with his kids now, and he doesn't have to miss that championship baseball game. So that's really the effect of having something more efficient during the day, if you're selling a business software, perhaps. Unique, unexpected, you've got to take that left turn. You've got to do something to disrupt people's day. If you play it safe, whether it's a selfie video, whether it's a $50,000 video or anything in between, playing it safe, you're down here on the acceptance level. Mm. Disrupt, take a left turn, do something funny, different.
Be crazy, be ridiculous.
I can't say ridiculous, but sometimes absolutely that'll work. Yeah. I mean, look at Dollar Shave Club. Worked pretty well there.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen another company that did over $10 million in sales within their first year was a company that was basically to cover up the smell of after going to the restroom.
Right, poopery.
Poopery, yes you already know, exactly. And they did an incredible job of creating unconventional marketing and storytelling around, spray the poopery.
Right.
Another one is the Squatty Potty. They did another amazing job of just telling the funny story about how to keep your colon clean. And so there's a lot of brands out there that do silly, funny, unconventional marketing about maybe a serious topic. And it's incredible how many sales. I mean, I love studying things like the Dollar Shave Club, and that spawned the Dollar Beard Club.
Right, right.
And these guys are making, hundreds of millions. The Dollar Shave Club is
A billion-dollar buyout.
Pleasure having you on the show, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks for rocking it for our audience.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
BizTalk Radio,